Hello, this is Dr. Lakin, and I'm talking to you today about an important medication called Coumadin or Warfarin. And if you're listening to this mini-cast, it's because you've either are interested in finding out more information about your medication or you've recently been put on this medication. So let's talk about Coumadin, which has been around for about 50 years. And it's a blood thinner that works by blocking the effects of vitamin K in the liver. Vitamin K allows for the production of clotting factors, and Coumadin blocks this effect. When you take Coumadin, or Warfarin, the generic name, which actually stands for Wisconsin Alumni Research Foundation, Warfarin, and it has funded the University of Wisconsin over many years, just a bit of trivia. When you begin Coumadin, it begins to work in 3 to 5 days after starting the dose. It is not working on the first day that you start it. Prior to that 5-day period, it can cause alterations in your blood test called the protime, but it will not actually thin the blood. Now, Coumadin is used to prevent blood clots, which could cause complications from various medical conditions. These conditions that we use Coumadin for include preventing stroke in atrial fibrillation, helping to heal blood clots and pulmonary embolism, preventing and treating deep venous thrombosis or blood clots in the legs or pelvis, congestive heart failure, treating to prevent blood clots in the heart that could cause future strokes, in peripheral vascular disease, patients who have severe vascular issues who need Coumadin to prevent additional clotting that could cause problems for circulation in the legs. For strokes, patients who've had strokes already may need to take the medication to prevent a future stroke. Patients with mechanical heart valves that have had surgery for heart valve placement. And for post-operative blood clot prevention in the setting of a hip or knee replacement or perhaps another type of surgery. Now, the way we monitor Coumadin is through the ProTime blood test. That is the name of the test that we use. ProTime or prothrombin time. It can be done as a blood test through the arm or by poking the finger, what we call a finger stick. In this office, generally your ProTime will be done by a finger stick. And the dosing of the medicine, or the result of the ProTime, I should say, is expressed as a ratio of normal blood clotting versus the clotting on your body in Coumadin. Normal people have a ProTime score equal to 1. When you're on Coumadin, your blood will be thinner and you will have an elevated ProTime. Generally, our ProTime for therapy will be 2.0 to 3.0 or 2 to 3 times the normal blood clotting time frame. In some situations, we go 2.5 to 3.5 times the normal. Generally speaking, your ProTime is done monthly. Special exceptions are when you first are put on Coumadin, when blood testing needs to establish your dose, and lab testing will be frequent. If you demonstrate wide fluctuations of your ProTime blood test. Now, if your blood test is consistently perfect, that is, your ProTime is in range again and again, we may allow you to check your ProTime every other month, but generally it's checked once a month. And if you wish, you can actually consider home monitoring that can be arranged. You can ask us about that. Now, it's important to know your Coumadin dose, and the Coumadin comes in different colors. 1 milligram is pink, 2 milligrams purple, 2.5 milligrams light green, 3 milligrams brown, 4 milligrams blue, 5 milligrams is peach, 6 milligrams is teal or dark green, 7.5 milligrams yellow, and 10 milligrams is white. Most people are on the peach or 5 milligram or light green, which is 2.5 milligrams. But it depends on what dosage you need. That allows us to select the proper pill size for you. Diet. As for diet, I do not make any specific recommendations on dietary restrictions, although it is known that green vegetables can affect your ProTime and reduce the effectiveness of Coumadin. Those green vegetables include Brussels sprouts, collard greens, green onions, kale, mustard greens, parsley, spinach, Swiss chard, and turnip greens. Also, avocado has a lot of coumadin in it. Now, coumadin can interact with other medications, and it's important to understand that. Generally speaking, certain medicines are avoided with coumadin. Those include aspirin. Generally, unless we've given you the okay, you should not be taking aspirin with coumadin, although we do use this combination in patients with heart disease or stroke history. Advil or Aleve. Again, this medication generally is not used with coumadin as it can cause increased bleeding from stomach ulcers. But on occasion, we will use it with a stomach protector like the Prilosec or Omeprazole, the generic form of Prilosec, or similar medications. That will make the Advil or Aleve or other anti-inflammatory medication generally safe to mix with coumadin. Finally, Tylenol is also used as a pain reliever, and this is okay, generally speaking, with coumadin, although taking very high dosages, 4,000 milligrams daily, the maximum dose, can be an issue, and we need to be aware of that. As well, there are new novel medications that can be taken in place of coumadin. These include the medication Pradaxa, the medication Xarelto, and the medication Eliquis. All three of these are new and competitive medications to coumadin. They can be used as an alternative in specific situations. Each one has its special indications. These medications are a consideration potentially for you, and do ask me about them if you are interested. They are medications that you take daily and do not require blood test monitoring. They are more expensive, which is one issue, and they're also newer, and all of their facets and complications are not thoroughly elucidated, although they look equally good to coumadin or perhaps superior. That is a summary of your coumadin and or warfarin. And it's important that you understand this medication as you will be using it on the long-term basis. We'll talk more about this medication and the details of its use over the years, and please ask any questions that you may have. This has been Dr. Lakin.